Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Tabacasters. In today's episode, we will be talking about local parties with some people from different cities of Cantabria.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about them.
Okay, hi, I'm Samuel, and I live in Torrelavega, where the Great Vigin festivities are held. The Great Vigin festivities are the main celebration here, and they are celebrated on the days around 15 August. They commemorate the Great Vigin and a lot of activities like concerts, processions, or group of fans competitions, in which the groups can create their own name and t-shirt to compete against other teams. And those teams are called Peñas.
Wow, that sounds so interesting. I'm Adrian, and I make my life in Cabezón de la Sal. The famous party that takes place in my town is Carnival. This year took place the 3 days in a row in February. You can practice lots of things, and it's for all ages. There are inflatables, free hot chocolate, a little concert, and fancy dress competition.
Both of them sound fun. And the rest?
Hi, my name is Martina, and I live in Los Corrales de Buelna. The most famous celebration in my town is the Cantabrian Wars, which is an international festival. It takes place at the end of August and the beginning of September. We recreate the battles between the Roman and the Cantabrians. Also, people wear historical costumes, and there is a big camp where people live together for 10 days.
Oh, nice. All of them sound pretty interesting. Now I will ask you a final question. Could you give me some advice that you should know in order to go there?
Okay, I recommend that anyone who gets bored in summer starts a peña with their friends, because creating one will allow you to take a part in fun competitions and do a lot of activities together.
Well, mine would be many things, but the most important or essential is that you go with your stomach fully empty. You'll end up eating a lot.
Well, I suggest that you arrive at the camp early in the afternoon, because it gets very crowded and you need time to see the traditional huts and take photos before the battles start.
Well, thanks to all of you for the advice and information that you have given us, and moreover for coming. I hope that the ones that are listening have enjoyed and can decide what is better, if little parties like this or the ones that are bigger. See ya!
Bye! Bye.